Many lessons have been learned from Hurricane Katrina. The first one is, of course, that we need to be realistic about the risks which a hazard-prone location like New Orleans actually faces. The city of New Orleans was only prepared really for a Category 3 hurricane 10 years ago, and actually they received the full impact of a Category 5 hurricane, and that led to a lot of loss of life, and over 80% of the city was inundated. It became the worst hurricane disaster in the history of the United States, costing well over $100 billion in economic losses. So the main learning from Hurricane Katrina is that you need to know your risk. No matter what your location is, you need to have, you know, good risk mapping in place, and to make sure that the population in the location fully understands the risks they face, whether it's from a hurricane, an earthquake, or some other source like a heat wave or a drought.
Now, UNISDR is saying that 10 years later, New Orleans is a role model for resilience. Can you explain in what sense?
Well, Hurricane Katrina brought about a change in attitudes in New Orleans. It strengthened the risk governance in the city, and disaster risk management now has a much higher priority in New Orleans. And we see that particularly from the high turnouts that they get now when they call meetings to discuss disaster risk management plans at the local level, you know, in the wards that were affected by Hurricane Katrina. So all that is very good. It's evidence that the population is much more engaged, much more convinced that disaster risk management is an issue that they need to be concerned about. And the mapping of the city's hazards is much better now than it was before. And we're reasonably confident that if a disaster on the same scale threatened the city again now, the defenses are in much better shape.
Now, since the last conference on disaster risk reduction in Sendai, Japan, what would you say are some of the changes that you can already see in terms of the way states are discussing disaster risk management?
Well, one issue is the issue of inclusion, and that, again, is a lesson we learned from New Orleans, where something like 50% of those who died in Hurricane Katrina were elderly people, many of them disabled and living on their own. So one of the things that's crucial to the success of the Sendai Framework for Disaster Risk Reduction is to ensure that governments, local governments, adopt, you know, a people-centered approach to disaster risk management. And that means ensuring that vulnerable groups, potentially vulnerable groups, are engaged in disaster planning for their local communities. And that means ensuring that, you know, the elderly are included, the disabled, women and girls, young people, you know, any group that might not be fully engaged in the normal course of events, you know, to reach out to as many people as possible, and particularly to ensure that the private sector has a stake in disaster risk management for your location, whether it's a city or it's a small suburb or whether it's a rural area.